Hey there, what you're about to listen to is the audio extracted from a video I did previously. If you'd like to watch the video, then go ahead and go to toplesstopics.org and search for the name of the episode that you're listening to find the video. Thank you and enjoy.
Hello and welcome everyone to Topless Topics, the channel that seeks to destigmatize female toplessness through repeat exposure. It is very cold in my shed right now, made more cold by the fact that I just got out of the shower, it's raining outside, etc., etc. But while I was in the shower, I was thinking of a video that I decided I wanted to shoot without spending a lot of prep time. So there's probably going to be some rambliness, you know, as there generally is in my videos. I might revisit this subject in the future with a more coherent plan. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to get some thoughts out as they were occurring to me in the shower. And no, I will not provide video of me in the shower. I know some people have been requesting that, but nope, sorry, not that kind of channel. Anyway, so there is this predisposition that humans have to believe that we are inherently good people. You know, we want to believe that we are whatever traits we find valuable. So, you know, for most people, you want to think that you're honest, that, you know, you are, you know, you think of other people, you're magnanimous, you're generous, you know. And I mean, obviously there's other people out there that don't, that you think you're a sucker if you're generous, and so they'll have other traits that they value. But the point is that, you know, we want to believe that we are good. And we aren't necessarily bad. However, we cannot objectively decide if we're good or bad because of this tendency to, as the phrase goes, move the goalpost. The reason that this subject is on my mind is that earlier today I was reading a small little piece about Hannah Gatsby delivering a speech at some function or other on the heels of her Netflix special Nanette, which if you have not seen, I really, really recommend seeing it. It will make you uncomfortable, especially if you're a white male, because she goes into detail about how, like I said, how we are inclined to move the goalpost, bleh, so that we always are on the right side of whatever we're talking about. And it's not just men, and it's not just white people. It's any kind of privilege that you have. Oh, just lost everyone. Oh, it's SJW, whatever. You knew I was an SJW. Enjoy. anyway, any kind of privilege that you have, you know, you want to believe that you're not the bad side. You want to believe that you're not racist. You want to believe that you're not homophobic or whatever. Unless you, you know, despise that group and then you're like, yeah, I'm homophobic, fuck the gays. Again, you know, keeping in mind that there's people that have different sets of, let's call them values. I have a hard time thinking that, you know, actively wanting the death penalty for gay people is a value, but to those people it is. anyhoozle. So she did this speech, and she starts out, you know, the speech talking about, you know, I want to talk about the good men, talking about the bad men. And little lemmings, they all go, yeah, woohoo, good men! And then she immediately says something about, you know, you're going to regret that cheer, you're going to regret that laugh, or that that applause. And, you know, I will link to the article so you can go ahead and read it and hear it in her own words. But again, it, you know, she basically talks about how we all want to believe that we're good people. So again, you know, any situation that you're in, you know, say you're in a group of people and, you know, you start talking about creepy guys, you know, it's very difficult. It is. It's very difficult to stop and objectively analyze your words and your behavior and think, maybe this was not an okay thing for me to do. People struggle with it, and, you know, that's something that I myself am still struggling with mightily. You know, it's very easy to fall into the comfort of being like, for instance, you know, I'm a woman, I deal with a lot of asshole perverts online or whatever, and it's very easy for me to be like, well, I'm not a pervert, but those guys are. And I don't think I am a pervert, but at the same time, you know, there's a dehumanization of lumping everyone into the other group, but also taking yourself and putting you in the other group. You know, you're generalizing both ways. You're generalizing all of the others as this bad thing, and then you're generalizing yourself and your friends as the good one. which again, she mentions in her stand-up, I think, and in her speech about, you know, how guys, when they're talking about someone else, like the Weinstein level of bad, it's like, oh, that, you know, they're barely even human. But then when you're talking about your friends, it's like, oh, well, they're a good guy. They just accidentally said something bad. And it's like, first of all, it's not black and white. You know, there's obviously acts and you know, statements that are indefensible that you can't back away from. But at the same time, there is some gray room for people who are accidentally offensive. The crux of that, and I'm not going to get too political in this video, but I'll just say one of the biggest problems I have with Biden is the inability to recognize that something you've done is harmful to this other group of people and just get stuck in this place of, well, I didn't mean it that way, therefore it's not offensive. And we don't get to decide that, you know? you know, as a white person, I'm not allowed to tell non-white people that wasn't racist. As a man, you're not allowed to tell women that wasn't sexist. You know, you can take stuff under advisement and, you know, if you really believe that, you know, it wasn't offensive and they're taking it too strongly, you can, you know, that can be a decision you make. And, you know, as I was discussing this in my, talking to myself like a crazy person about this in the shower, you know, I have to allow that there is room for, there's subjects that I myself find the heat about them rather ludicrous. Now, I'm not going to go specifically into those subjects because I don't want to incur the wrath of people that do think these are huge problems. So, you know, I'm, like I said, I don't want to open that can of worms. I just do want to explain that, you know, I sympathize with, you know, not meaning to be offensive, but people taking offense at it anyway, and you're like, but what? Like, what? but all the same, you know, I recognize I might not view these subjects as harmful, as offensive, but those people do, so I'm not gonna, like, bring it up and rub it in their faces, because what is the benefit? Like, why do I have to exert my feelings of this is not offensive over their feelings of it is offensive? And again, like, that is kind of a core thing of sexism and, you know, just recognizing privilege entirely. And this already kind of spun off away from my original point, but, you know, this attitude, so you can always rationalize anything you do. You can always come up with some kind of excuse that makes you feel like you're avoiding culpability, that you are, you know, not causing the offense that you are being accused of. So for instance, just on Twitter, yesterday, I had a situation that happens a lot, but it happened again, where this longtime follower of mine, who's this middle-aged male, and I'm just gonna be honest, he's kind of awkward, like a lot of his comments are just sort of like, what? Started talking about how, oh, you have the most beautiful breasts, you have sexy breasts or whatever. And this guy's been following me for a while. He's been commenting on stuff for a while. And he's always been, like, sort of borderline creepy. So I wasn't so surprised when he said stuff like this. And this is a subject that I've struggled to put black and white so that the men who don't get it finally get it. But here I go trying to do it again. It's extremely demeaning to a woman if everything I'm doing and saying gets swept under the rug of, also, I find you sexually attractive. And I don't know why this is something that men just, not all men, shut the fuck up, okay? Don't do the not all men thing. That's a whole other, we'll do a video just about that. The example that I've tried to give before is, like, say a woman is up on the stage saying, I've cured cancer, this is how I've cured cancer, you know, this is all the work I put into it, and voila, cancer cured. And then you'll see this in the comments on TED Talks and stuff like that, where, or like a politician or whatever, where she's saying something that has absolutely nothing to do with her gender, absolutely nothing to do with her physical appearance. And so many of the fucking comments are either, wow, she's really pretty, or wow, she's really ugly. And then, you know, more detail into that. Why? Why do you do that? You really don't see that happen to men. You don't. The only time you see comments on a man are if he's extremely good looking or extremely, you know, fat or has, you know, skin lesions or like burn skin, you know, stuff that like really stands out, which I don't find ugly at all, but the average internet troll is gonna freak out about. That's the only time you see comments on a man's appearance. As long as he falls within the very generous realm of normal, and again, that's going to be subjective to the commenter themselves. If the commenter themselves is pasty and, you know, covered in pimples, which I have plenty of experience with, you know, or they're a little overweight or whatever, then people that look like them, they're going to be like, oh, they're fine. Anyway. That is very frustrating, and I feel like the exact same thing is happening when people follow my videos for a long time. I make no secret about the fact that behavior like that is demeaning, and yet it's revealed that all my words are falling on deaf ears because they fucking go out and go, oh, you have sexy breasts anyway. And this is really spinning away from my original point. Let's just wrap this tangent up with saying that you can find me attractive if you want to. And I mean, that sounds really egotistical, but what I'm saying is, if you want to find me attractive, cool, great, thanks, I guess. Don't talk about it as if that's, you know, the reason you're here. You know, if I'm doing a video, reviewing a video game, or talking about a political matter, or whatever, you know, don't jump in there and be like, yes, I agree, also fantastic tits. Because it's just, it's demeaning, it really is. There are times and places where people want comments on their appearance. And that's another thing I'm actually gonna do a video on in the future, where I'm gonna talk about nudism versus exhibitionism. You know, the core of it is basically a nudist just feels more comfortable without clothes, and exhibitionist wants people to look and comment on them. I am a nudist, I'm not an exhibitionist. But then there are situations where you do want people to comment, whatever. There's time and place where people want you to comment on their appearance, and especially when dealing with women, keep in mind, we get fucking comments like that everywhere we go. Not just compliments, like, we also get insults. Like I said, you do a video talking about how you cured cancer, guess what most of the comments are gonna be about? They're gonna be about what you look like. So even if you mean it as a compliment, just don't. When in doubt, leave it out. yeah, anyway, tangent. So back to the subject of being a good person versus a bad person. As I said, this is something that I struggle with as well. And, you know, over the last couple years especially, I've really been mentally mulling over the idea of bad white people versus good white people. And again, spectrum. Gray area. You know, there's the bad Nazi screaming to kill all people, you know, blood and soil, Jews will not replace us, like, bad. But there's many levels to ultimate paragon ally that does everything exactly correctly. And if you consider yourself already that paragon of perfectness, you're blinding yourself to any chance to really do some self, you know, introspection. And especially when people tell you, when a black person tells you, you know, that was not a nice thing to say, you can't let yourself be locked into this, well, I didn't mean it offensive, therefore it's not offensive, therefore you're making shit up. Which, not to get in another tangent, but that's a similar thing that I deal with a lot, where basically my lived experience as a woman sounds so full on, you know, I mean, I am a feminist, whatever. my lived experience as a woman is tossed out the window by a guy who just says, well, you know, I didn't mean it, therefore all your lived experiences are made up and you're seeing bogeymen that aren't there. I got news for you, dude. Yes, some people do, you know, like I said a little while ago, some people do seem to take offense at a lot of stuff that isn't intended to be offensive, but just because you don't intend something to be offensive doesn't mean that it's not. As a kid, I actually struggled a lot with feeling like everything I was saying was being taken negatively when I didn't mean it that way. I am a very blunt person. I have a resting bitch face, I'm a blunt person, and, you know, I do have a lot of social awkwardness. I'm not shy exactly, like, I'll go up to strangers and talk to them, but I do have a lot of tension of, am I being boring, am I being annoying? And I would constantly be asking myself, you know, what has more value, what I meant by what I said, or how it was taken? And I still haven't completely answered that question. I think the answer lies somewhere in the middle. You know, it's good to have good intentions, but at the same time, you have to be ready to see what you said or did from the other person's perspective. And like I said, I mean, I'm kind of repeating the same point, but maybe if I repeat it enough, people will finally understand what I'm trying to say. You know, be ready to accept that maybe you're not being as perfect as you think you are. Anyway, I guess I'll just wrap this up because this is just sort of going all over the place. Like I said, I want to do a more laid out version of this video. It's just I popped out of the shower and was like, I gotta go record! Honey, watch the kids! I'm gonna run to my shed, which is freezing cold, and talk about this. So yeah, to conclude, a little Letterkenny reference in there. The reason that being a good man or a good white person or good, you know, LGBTQ, whatever, again, referencing the Hannah Gatsby speech, is that we are always going to be predisposed to think the best of ourselves, and meanwhile, that's not helpful to the group or people or person or whatever that's being subjugated. Again, we're going to have to do a whole video about not all men, but it is not helpful to you, nor is it helpful to the person that, you know, the group that is being marginalized to say, well, not all men are, you know, sexist, rapist, or whatever. Again, not going to go super into it because it's going to have its own video, but number one, nobody's saying that all men are that, just that a lot of men are, some men are, whatever. Two, again, point of this whole video, immediately telling yourself, well, I'm not like that, therefore it's not a problem. It doesn't make your gender, your group look any better, and it also doesn't change the experience of the person talking. You know, you particularly may consider yourself not sexist, but that doesn't mean I don't face blatant sexism every day. You know, on every platform, banning my content just for nipples, just like a guy. Which, by the way, if you haven't heard, I briefly made some accounts on Instagram and Facebook where I use the Snapchat male, again, gender is a social construct, facial thing where it makes your jaw like more bulky and puts stubble or whatever, but still have my breasts visible. And I took pictures and I like listed myself as male and was like, you know, I'm a trans man, which I definitely don't, I don't want to belittle trans men. Like, I am not trans, I fully accept that, and I would love it if an actual trans man would take over this project for me. If you want to, please do. But my point is that I made these channels. I didn't include Topless Topics in the title at all. I just said TT but masculine, and I used these filters, and surprise, surprise, these pictures stayed up for days before they started getting taken down, whereas my content, even if I don't say nipple or anything in that, will literally, like, I've talked about this before, but I've had Facebook posts, I've been banned from Facebook for a month because I replied to a comment with a link to my website, which happened to include which auto-generated a thumbnail which had female nipples in it. Like, little tiny picture. Instant month ban on Facebook. But I post these pictures from a guy, a male picture with breasts visible, and it stays up for days. And it didn't start getting taken down until I sort of linked. I didn't directly link, but I mentioned the name of this account on the main Topless Topics Twitter. Then my stuff started getting banned, because then all the trolls were like, oh, let's go report it. Anyway. So, in conclusion, there goes my breaker. Good thing my camera is not on a plugged-in connection. Yeah, so the wonderful thing about my shed is if I have, like, a heater and a light going, my breaker's like, too much. Anyway, just my breaker in my shed, not the power in the house. That would be scary. Okay, I'm gonna wrap this up. Like I said, upcoming videos, nudism versus exhibitionism or whatever, not all men, that's gonna be a doozy. I'm gonna have to really prepare for that one, and whenever I do videos like that, it's hard not to get down in the weeds of, like, you know, imagining all the retorts that I'm gonna get. I should just hit the points and then we'll do another video where I hit the retorts. And then I also want to do a do's and don'ts of visiting a nudist space. because it turns out that there's a lot of people out there that for some reason seem to think, shockingly, if someone's nude, they're asking for it, and asking for it can even just mean, like, commenting on their breasts. Like, I literally had a guy yesterday that was like, well, you know, if nudists aren't ashamed of their body, why can't I talk about their genitals? And I was like, are those really, is that your logical leap that, you know, they feel more comfortable without clothes, therefore it's okay for you to be like, nice tits? Like, to me, that's an alien concept, but I'm gonna try to be sympathetic. I'm gonna try it from, see it from these dudes' perspectives, and do a video on the do's and don'ts. Like, you know, don't be a freaking pervert and talk about people's genitals just because they're not wearing clothes. Not wearing clothes is not asking for it, just like wearing a short skirt is not asking for rape. Whole other thing. Alright, thanks for watching. See you guys in the next video, whenever that is. If you're interested in gaming, I have been doing live streams a couple times a week now, just straight on Twitch, so with a shirt on, because I don't want to get banned. I've been playing a lot of the horror game, The Forest, and I'm hoping to get... I don't know how long it'll be, but I want to get Death Stranding, I want to get Link's Awakening, I want to get Planet Zoo. But yeah, I don't have much money, so we'll see what I get for my birthday. November 18th, I'm turning 34, holy cow, just put me on the shelf and shoot me. I'm just kidding. 34 is not that bad. Yeah, alright. I'll see you guys in the future. Oh, and one more video that I'm gonna put out soon is why I don't read video comments anymore, so... Yeah, if you're leaving a comment on this video now, I won't see it. You're gonna have to put it on social media, like as a reply on Twitter, or you're gonna have to join the chat room and let me know there, which is just topastopics.org/chat. There's a link at the top, because it's on Discord. All right, cool. Bye!
Do you share Topaz Topics' mission to end gender-specific censorship of nipples? Would you like to help me improve my content and find less ban-happy places to host it? Please consider becoming a Patreon donor, which you can sign up for, as well as find other methods of helping out at www.toplesstopics.org/donate. I promise every cent goes into improving the content, and since I'm banned from monetizing any of my videos with ads when I'm not banned outright, I'm literally dependent on donations to pay for things like better recording equipment, self-hosting my own videos so I'm not at the mercy of algorithms which decide which content to ban, hiring interesting and professional content creators and activists to interview, and more. Again, you can find out more about how to help out Topless Topics at www.toplesstopics.org/donate. Also, please let me know how I can improve this podcast. You can always keep up to date with Topless Topics content, as well as reach out to me to give feedback by checking out the social media links listed at www.toplesstopics.org/contact. You might also like to join our Discord server at www.toplesstopics.org/chat. Don't worry, we're a friendly bunch and we talk about all sorts of things, from normalizing nudity to video games to comparing favorite recipes for avocado toast and everything in between. We hope to see you there!